people some hoes. Talk about everybody.
You know, talking about me right now. They're saying that I had something to do with the Ukraine president of his own accord going after Joe Biden.
You can say it like, but you got to hit do the hand signals with on his own accord, because I don't know how to talk like I'm at all.
Listen, answer me this, how the hell are they going to see my hand signals?
And you got to always lean forward.
You had to say it was huge, absolutely perfect.
My absolutely perfect hands are very huge, but still, how are they going to see them?
Huge, huge,
you know
it's
how
huge.
He was when they say he had small hands. Good morning, evening, or afternoon.
It's clearly evening.
I mean, it's evening right now, but who's listening and when are they listening?
You know,
that's his thing. I mean, he can't help himself.
You're listening to Discussions on Distraction Network. I am your host, Holiday.
Did you ever notice it's not an order either? It's morning, evening, after. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And as you can hear in the background, I have some background. And in that background, I have two co-hosts today. D, what's up?
How you doing, man?
The legendary. I love having salt in the pepper shaker.
It's been a while, man. It's been a while.
Not according to the listeners, because I think I played yours 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yes. Yeah, it hasn't been long at all. I've been here. I'm always here, man.
Especially since we moved to
You should break them episodes up a little bit more for me if you would, so that way I'm on every episode, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like I'm always here.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Prince.
What's up?
It's kind of like, I do want to let the listeners know D is somewhere. Not D. Dre is somewhere. The other co-host is somewhere, but he's not here. Rest in peace. I'm sorry.
God damn. How'd he go from you don't know where he is to he's dead all of a sudden?
I mean, he must be, ain't you?
Fuck. Did you have something? I pushed you off recently, did I?
Anyway. Oh, I'm going to throw my wife a birthday party. Y'all want to come? It's a secret birthday party. She don't listen to the show, so she'll never know.
I'm going to say it's not a secret anymore.
So I'm going to give the whole plans right here, but she don't listen to the show. We're going to surprise her at work on her birthday. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to have a DJ, so it's going to be like, go DJ. That my DJ. Mm-hmm.
You have a DJ out there?
Yeah.
You going to get there in the morning, like when she's walking in? Like some entrance music?
End of day.
End of day.
End of day. DJ's going to walk in, go through the back, set up. They're going to call her upstairs, take her out to the balcony, and surprise her, sing happy birthday, make love on the balcony in front of everybody, and then have a birthday party.
So some of that's true.
That's probably
not the DJ part.
Well, you know she's not going to let me make love to her in front of everybody.
I'm going to say that she's a very liberal woman if she does.
That ain't my wife either.
She's very free.
Speaking of people that try to make love to everybody, if you add some money into it when they pay them, and then presidentials, because, you know, money has presidents on it.
You were doing so good at first. And then you made me laugh. You were doing so good at first. And then you went sideways. You should have just left it at that.
Yeah, I should have. I should have just left it right there. Let's talk about Ukraine.
Oh, my God.
Ukraine and the whistleblower. Blow the whistle. I need to get a T-shirt, blow a whistle on it.
Before you got here, I was doing some research, and it looks like there was a phone conversation between Trump and the Ukraine president.
Yes.
Right? And for Trump required the Ukraine president to talk about Joe Biden. Or he wouldn't meet with him, right?
Yes.
What was he wanting to talk about? The one thing I couldn't find was what Joe Biden supposedly did.
So it wasn't Joe Biden; it was his son. Joe Biden's son. I can't remember exactly what he did. He violated. He broke the law. His son broke the law.
Doing what?
Well, what broke whose laws?
Our laws, American laws.
So what the fuck is the Ukrainian like
political
president?
Laws.
So what does the president of the Ukraine have to do with this?
Digging up dirt. That's what he was calling to do.
So was he in Ukraine while he was breaking these laws?
Who?
Hunter Biden. Joe Biden.
Hunter, what? I can't remember. You got it right there. Read up.
He must have been in Ukraine, or what would this even...
Yeah, well, like Derek, I can't really find out
what he's
done here.
Man.
Here's my thing, though, and this is my point on this, is that, you know, we've had whistleblowers in the past. Like, we've had Snowdens. We've had, like, the reality winner
blow
chick
the whistle.
From Georgia, right? And they were, like, providing data that affected all of the United States citizens, essentially. So they were blowing the whistle because they thought that something, some program that the U.S. was running was bad and infringing upon rights for U.S. citizens. I don't get how this is a whistleblowing situation.
So this is,
or why this is even something to talk about.
That's okay, the conservative Derek I was looking for today.
I'm here. I just don't get it.
Point of order. Apparently, Hunter Biden sat on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company. That's all I found so far.
Okay.
It's there. It's a violation he did there, though. But
okay.
So,
why is that a violation?
Here's why it's a violation. No. It's two reasons why the whistleblower put this up. Well, the whistleblower blew the whistle because this was, according to the transcript, the president of the United States using leverage of being the president of the United States to impose a country to do stuff that he wanted them to do. He was using his leverage as the president of the United States to do something personally.
Okay. Everyone, all right, I'm not.
Is you think this is the first time?
Okay, I'm not.
That the president's ever done this,
but it's probably the first time someone calls somebody.
You think this is worse than invading a country or going to war with them?
I'm not a Trump apologist. We all know that. You've heard me say, but to Derek's point, that's like a. Isn't that what proxy wars are? We make country A fight country B because country B is down with country C.
Everybody, I mean, everybody.
That's what we do in Central America on the daily.
My thing is,
everybody does that, everybody. But to be the president of the United States, you can't use your leverage as the president of the United States to impose will on a country as the president of the United States. So there's things you got to do. Like, we talked about this before. When the United States wants to do something, the president cannot just go and do it. President has to get permission from Congress.
Okay.
And then once Congress grants the permission, if it's a foreign thing with the with other nations, they have to go through the UN. And then once the UN says, hey, yep, thumbs up, then it can be pushed over.
Okay.
Which is why Trump called all that heat this week. Is it this week that he called all that heat in the United Nations meeting about trying to start World War
II? That was last week.
That was last week. Yeah, this is why he called
Greta lady or whatever.
Because the president is not supposed to be able to do anything like that. The president is supposed to go through Congress. That's why it checks and balances. Then once he gets permission from Congress, they go together, get permission from the UN if it's a foreign affair.
Okay. So
he skipped all those steps.
He went to the UN and tried to start World War III?
Say what?
You said he went to the UN and tried to start World War III?
Start?
Yeah, you mentioned World War III.
No, I said Iran.
Iran. So he went there to start shit with Iran.
But he was trying to start shit with Iran, and
again,
he caught heat from the UN about it last week.
Okay. Still looking up Hunter Biden, seeing exactly what the fuck he did, but I still can't find what he did.
I mean, does this not just seem like grasping at straws to you, though?
No.
How does it not seem like grasping at straws?
Okay, back to the point we made earlier, right? The whole thing about, it's kind of like a character witness thing. Like, he got accused of some big shit a while back, but there was really nothing here nor there that said one way or the other. Apparently.
Are you talking about the Mueller report?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The reason why we know that politicians and news anchors and all that stuff is not reading the Mueller report because they are still trying to say there was no evidence of collusion and all this other stuff when there is clear as day it was, and even Mueller said it when he went and got deposed.
But my thing is, this is like a character witness situation where, like, he can deny that he didn't do anything because, you know, I'm not the kind of guy to do something like that. But now we see that, okay, that's...
He's just a habitual line stepper. Where's Charlie Murphy when you need him?
But right. Did you really not know this before this?
Yeah, you remember our like third episode when I was saying it? Like, that's the reason
that's what I'm asking. Like, yeah. I'm just asking, like, did you really not know that he was a line stepper? Did you not know that he has been doing politics in his own personal career for forever?
Know.
It's just not not surprising. It just seems like grasping at straws.
The whistleblower and that chain of command didn't know.
I mean, It just seems like grasping at straws to me. And then even the fact that it's like the person who's the whistleblower isn't the person that has the real data. They got it from somebody else.
Nah, he had it. They listened to it.
No. They went back and figured out that this person who was the whistleblower is not the one who had the data originally. They were given data by somebody else.
When they listened to it and wrote the transcripts?
What?
So, and the reason why they got the transcripts is because there was about four or five people listening in on a call at the same time. They wrote the transcripts. Those transcripts had to be, what do you call them? You put them all together. You put all the transcripts together. You put compiled. All the writings together. You put them together and build a transcript. And the transcripts are basically off of everybody's writing to see what's consistent about everyone's writing.
Right.
Okay.
So once he got that together, and they put that together, those are the people that the whistleblower came out of. While he was editing, basically, the transcripts.
So it was one of the editors.
Transcribes. Yeah.
So somebody who edited.
I mean, they gave the name and everything today because Trump was like, we don't want a rat in the house. But that's not ratting. That's called checks and balances.
No. Checks and balances is when you handle something on the inside.
Oh, wow. I just thought of a new Tekashi 6ix9ine meme.
I mean, checks and balances is something that's usually done on the inside. Like you handle that stuff on the inside first and say, hey, that's not the way to handle that. And then either politics. They say yes or no. And if they say no, then this is somebody who was just didn't agree. And decided that that's what they were.
So you know the way the whistleblower situation is supposed to happen, right?
They're supposed there's a process they have to go through,
right?
Yeah.
So the process was diverted, which is why it came out the way it came out, because the process was supposed to be on the inside. It was supposed to go from the editors to their chain of command. The chain of command, if it is something that's not presidential, it goes up to the cabinet, to the Secretary of State, blah blah blah, all of that.
Okay, so
then it goes out to Congress and the president. They have discussions about that. Because it was the president, it could not go to the president. But they still sent it to the president, who then took it and locked it up on the server.
Wrong.
All right, so
he locked it up on the. He's been locking his recordings up on those servers since 2017.
Yes.
When somebody released them last time.
But that one wasn't. Yeah, he. Ever since the. Don't make me pay for the. Don't make me pay for the wall issue.
Yeah, that was the other thing that I'd heard a bunch of people talking about, how he overclassified it and he wasn't supposed to do that. But he's been doing that for forever because people have been leaking his shit his entire time.
The problem is he's been doing it forever, but that's not what I think is the problem. The problem is people letting him do it.
Well, they're using that as another excuse as to, obviously, he didn't want anybody to hear this call because he overclassified it and put it in this special server.
Yeah.
Well, no, that has nothing to do with it. That's what he's been doing with all of his conversations because there's motherfuckers out there taking all of his shit and passing it out.
That's what they've done to every president. The only difference is there are less people listening to his call than it is.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to be the audience surrogate here. And for people who don't know, audience surrogate is a literary tool for the person who...
Why are you explaining shit?
Because that's how I am. For the person who clearly knows the least about how this all works in the room, right? You said there's a way to actually blow the whistle on somebody?
Yes.
Okay, why wouldn't he just go to the media with this shit?
Because that's not what you're supposed to do.
So if you do that,
not there to make the president look like a dumbass. They're there to make.
If you do that, what he's talking about, go straight to the media, you end up like Snowden. That's what Snowden did. Snowden went straight to the media, and he had to leave the country. If he ever comes back, he's going to get arrested because he didn't follow the process.
Okay, right. So the process is kind of like I saw somebody steal money at work, and I go tell the manager. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and instead of the manager,
Yeah,
but instead of talking to the manager, in Snowden's case, instead of talking to the manager, I wouldn't just grab this motherfucker myself.
So in your case, so let's say that you see someone stealing, one of your coworkers stealing from work.
Right.
You go tell your manager.
Right.
Your manager tells the general manager, your manager tells the store owner, who tells the general manager. They sit down, have a conversation, bring that person in, fire them, or do whatever they're going to do. That'll be the correct way to do it. If you see someone stealing something at your job, and then you go tell your manager, and your manager go to the police, they come and arrest them and send them to trial.
Yeah.
That's not the way to do it. So that's basically what Snowden did.
And just to extend these examples, let's go with you're at work and your manager is stealing something from your customers.
Right.
And so instead of going to your manager and saying, hey, you shouldn't be stealing from my customers, you go to the public and say, hey, this guy's stealing from you. You're not going to get that job back, right?
Right.
You're like, so you gotta leave.
I just noticed you got my spit guard.
I do. And I'm not using it. You want it?
Nah, it's too late. We done started.
It's not. I just pass it over to you.
It's okay.
See how easy that is?
Fuck. That shit was kind of easy.
Who you fucking?
This nigga here. All right. So we clear that up. So that's why he didn't just go public with it. All right. My thing still, like I said, my thing is I think it goes to a pattern of behavior.
Yeah, that's basically what they're doing. So the impeachment process that they're looking at is not just that. What they're looking at is the fact that the pattern of behavior, but also that he is doing unprecedented things. So it's hard to basically put him in the situation where he gets impeached because a lot of the things he's doing is unprecedented. Like, the reason why they didn't know what to do with that whistleblower call was because no president has ever done that before. Like,
so they're uncharted
territory. Not to that point. They have secret phones. They have secret lines. They have better ways to communicate.
I think you're wrong. So, I think a lot of presidents have done that before. We're just grasping at straws now.
Nah.
So, isn't it similar to what Nixon went down for?
I'm just saying. So how is it different with George W. Bush just deciding he was going to go to war in Iraq without having congressional approval? How was this different?
And he
just did what he wanted to do.
And that was unprecedented as well, and he didn't.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we're just grasping at straws. We're just picking every little thing, except in George W. Bush's situation, millions of people died, or hundreds of thousands of people died. In this situation, there was a phone conversation.
Well, there was a few hundred people died so far.
Well, I think
they're all in prisons on the border, and they call them children. Or immigrants.
That has nothing to do with this phone conversation.
I think that's the difference, though. I mean, comparing the Bush administration to the Trump administration, like that's like comparing death row records to whatever the fuck going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I think it's a much closer comparison than comparing like the Obama administration to the Trump administration, right?
Right. The Trump administration, that's like what, Bad Boy records, I guess? Anybody likes them? You
know? I'll tell you what the Trump administration is, but I will tell you after.
Are you in the know? Do you want to know the latest happenings? Where to go? In today's world, it's all about encounters, learning, growing, living. It's time to do more than just exist. It's time to have an encounter. Life-changing, mind-blowing, impactful, beneficial encounters. And it's all right here at your fingertips. Encounter the magazine. Have you had an encounter today? www.encounterthemagazine.com, www.facebook.com/encounterme2, encounterme2@gmail.com. That's encounterme2@gmail.com, Encounter the Magazine.
I like how that sounds.
We are back.
Like, it sounds like it's about to start off with some disco shit with that little...
Whatever. So, I was going to tell y'all what Trump is, what Trump's administration is, but D came with a point, so I'm going to let him go.
Well, no, I mean, do your comparison, man. I can go after. I've been holding this back for a long time.
All right. So, the Trump administration is kind of like... excuse me. Trump administration is kind of like Vanilla Ice.
Explain that shit.
And... the Obama administration comes as MC Hammer. So we had something so good for so long.
You got parachute pants, so that's pretty nice.
Something so good for so long. And then we fucked around and got the white person's vote.
Okay, that would only work if Vanilla Ice came after Hammer. They ran concurrently.
Nah, so Obama ain't gone. He just ain't president anymore.
My point is, Hammer's high point wasn't right before Vanilla Ice's high
point. Yes, it was.
It was at the same time. Bro, you can't touch this. And what was the song, Vanilla Ice's song?
The Turtle Dance?
No.
Ninja. All
right.
Ninja.
Ice, baby.
Rap. You know what? Fuck this. I got to say this about that movie. All right. I understand the Ninja Turtles, having an impromptu dance number, because that's a Ninja Turtle. That's what shit that they would do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they do nothing all day in that fucking sewer. Shut up. But, you know, be brothers, right? Why did Vanilla Ice have a whole song ready to go about four mutant Ninja Turtles?
Because back then, they thought that all rappers freestyled right off the top of the dome.
So you think that was just like a problem with production?
Yeah, did you not see the part in the movie where he was pretending like all that came to him at the, right there?
Right then and there, right? He was out of snap.
Yeah. He was
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but what about his dance routine? Because he had a dance routine that matched the fucking song.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm a dancer, man.
Go,
you
Ninja,
know what I'm saying?
Go, Ninja, go.
If you put a song on, you know what I'm saying, I could make up a dance right there on the spot. And everybody be dancing with me in the club. Especially if it's a bunch of white people, because white people think black people always can dance.
I got a dance. You want to know what it's called?
Turtle time?
Grasping at straws. So back to the story that we were talking about. So I wanted to go further into this whole conversation of grasping at straws, because there's been a thing that's been bothering me about politics lately, and really not lately, kind of over like the last 12 years. It doesn't matter who the hell is in office, right? You can be Democrat. It can be Republican. It doesn't matter who is the president. What will happen, though, and what has been happening over the last 12 years, is the opposite party of whatever party is in the presidential seat at that time spends so much time and effort trying to find every single little thing wrong about that person, every single little policy that they have broken. Republicans did it against Obama. Democrats are doing it against Trump. That is what politics has turned into, is to finding somebody doing something wrong. Not making anything better. No, we're not going to make anything better. We're going to grasp at straws all day and find little shit like this.
That's what I've been saying.
But we're going to go back and forth, and we're going to talk and talk and talk about all that shit. And none of it really matters. It's not making anything better. We're not bettering ourselves. We're not making ourselves better than we were yesterday. We're just trying to find something to talk about and waste time.
Holiday for 2024.
Because America's de-evolved into just tribalism. Like, we... And that's just,
speaking
that's just
of
it.
That,
we're just de-evolving.
I wrote an
society.
Article kind of about that, and it's on the website.
He did, and it's a very good article. Read it.
Did you read it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you asshole. I read it twice.
I don't know why you would even put it. Like, bro, why would you put that on the air? Like, I couldn't lie about that.
Yeah, but don't.
I mean, you could have just said yeah and rolled with it. Nobody would have asked you questions. We wouldn't have quizzed you about it.
It was fine.
It was pretty good.
It really was good.
To give a synopsis, it basically states that the 9/11 and the actions that we took after 9/11 has put us in a place that we are today now in the political landscape and how we treat individuals on a one-on-one basis.
So do you think that's a tipping point right there?
I don't know. I wouldn't say necessarily that 9/11 was, but... Yeah. The actions we took after 9/11, so like, I don't know, we knew it was the Taliban, right?
Yeah. Right?
But we were like, these Iraqi guys over here, they're small, we don't agree with them, they've got oil, they're easy, let's just go there,
even though
it had nothing to do with it.
Remember Mos Chapel show when he was black president, and he was like, I'm trying to get that oil, oh!
Oh, shit, yeah, I didn't say that.
But, I'm asking because that was a good point. What 9/11? Because I was talking to a guy today. For some reason, people like to talk to me about politics when I'm at work. Like, okay.
Why? Because you're a black man?
I think, you know what it is? I think because I'm not extreme left liberal. I think conservative white people like to talk to me as if I fully agree with
so
everything
you're like
saying.
Most people.
No, I'm a centrist, and I actually had to admit that about myself. I'm a centrist.
Most people are not like that. Holiday, by the way.
You don't think people are center?
No.
You don't think people are center left and center right?
There are more people that are on far left and far right than there are people that are in the middle.
I don't think so.
Happened because for some reason we got into categorical thinking as a society.
Groupthink.
Either or. Everything is either or. No one knows how to think critically.
An Asian girl said that to me about 10 years ago. She was like, Americans, you guys... You always say something is the best or something is the worst.
Yeah.
You don't have a system.
Nuance.
You don't have a system of nuance where you go, this is comparative to this. It's better than this, but worse than this. And arrange things. So, yeah, that's something an Asian person said to me.
Now,
do I call them Asian or is that racist?
That is not racist.
Okay, no. That's what an Asian person said to me.
Would it be racist on Brian? But
I just have to make sure.
But... Now, me, my thing is categorical thinking isn't inherently bad.
2 years ago, I would have said Oriental.
Now, see, now that
I've been racist. I've been growing.
So 2 years ago, you were racist as fuck.
Yeah, I just
don't understand how that's fucking racist. But y'all continue. We're not going on that road today.
But basically, categorical thinking is fine. It's a survival trait. You know, when you don't have time to think about this shit, you just put things in either or situation. Like, that shit's either going to kill me or it's not. My question is, when did we as a society go from thriving to just surviving?
Capitalism.
Think that's what it is?
It definitely is. You can look at...
Well, we've been capitalist since we've been a nation.
No. The answer to that question is that we've never gone from thriving to surviving. That's never happened. Right. We've gotten better. We have more than we've ever had before. And every 10 years, that generation has more than any generation before has ever had. But it's just a mentality.
Whoa.
It's the mentality of what we think.
Over the past.
We think we're not thriving. We think we're just having to survive.
Okay.
30 to 40 years, there's been a gap increasingly growing between middle class and poor, or upper class and poor.
Okay,
but what you're missing is that even that poor class, mm-hmm. they still have more than what they did 10 years prior.
Air conditioning, still.
So rising tide lifts all ships, kind of thing.
I mean, it just.
You never heard that?
No. Look, you right now. In most poor people in this country live better than any king or queen in the 1800s. All of them do.
Well, that's because of technology. That's not because of
That's my point. You're not surviving. So, you're still thriving, but the mentality is that we're not thriving. We're just surviving.
And that's what
here.
I'm saying.
It's a mentality issue.
Let's consider what you said as red, right? Why is the mentality of society not changing with it? Like, you always hear people, like in science fiction, people will talk about Star Trek, right? How the Federation is a utopia because of resources and everything, right?
Wait. Star Trek is not when you're in the middle of the ocean, you navigate
with
the stars?
So, here's your answer. Everything was just... Well...
he actually drug me down the rabbit hole a little bit. You caught me.
Yes.
I'm glad you caught me.
I gotta have somebody here to rein it back. Ask your question again. He threw me off, and then I was...
One of the things, when people talk about Star Trek, right, people always talk about how it'll be great to live in the Federation. It's a utopia. They have so many resources that they don't even use money anymore. So I always took that to mean that the fact that they have so much is why everybody's so fucking cool now, right? If we have more than our society's had since its inception, why is our thinking not changed?
Because the media does a really good job of making everything seem like a crisis.
All right, so that's three things.
That's how you sell media, though.
Everything is a crisis.
Sensationalism.
I mean, everything. And so, they can't talk about anything anymore that's not a crisis. And when it's not a crisis, they're still going to talk about it like it's a crisis.
But that's how you sell media. You don't sell... You don't have... It's because it's cute puppies. You put cute puppies on the TV all day. Ain't nobody looking at that. If you put some murders and some kills and some president acting stupid as fuck, people go watch that shit.
It turned from being almost like a public service mm-hmm. to being a company. I mean, that's what's happened.
I don't understand that. I don't understand why news isn't news. Like, even though it took Fox News to wake me up to news not being news, it is something that a lot of stations are. Like, MSNBC, that's not news. Fox News isn't just TV
it's like either. Propaganda. It's magazines, it's newspapers, radio, it's everything. Yeah. It's sensationalized.
We said something about this a while ago on Check Your Sources, right? So I've learned that the best information that you can get is from picking up a newspaper, picking up a magazine, reading it, but not anyone. You have to make sure it's one that has, like, they cite their sources and all that information. So you can go back through their sources and check from that stuff.
Newspapers.
And then you still have to make a decision on your own.
Newspapers are still a pretty good medium. And the reason that they're a pretty good medium is because they have many pages. So they don't have a 30-minute segment, right? Yeah. They don't have a 30-minute segment where they have to fill as much in as they can.
So
they start cutting stuff off.
They can break this shit down, yeah.
They can put everything that's happened in a day that's semi-important. Too important to somewhat not even important in one paper, but TV and radio, they can't do that. They have a shortened timeline of where they have to put everything in, and they're going to only pick what's important to them.
Right? Yeah.
So what they think their listeners want.
And what's going to drive people to watch and what's going to drive people to see their ads and buy shit and all that stuff. So okay. Everything's a crisis. That's the problem.
That's why when we do a YouTube channel, it's really not. Show my penis.
So
we're never doing a YouTube channel.
So the fact that everything's a crisis, the soul is a crisis, is why everybody's thinking that they need to survive.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is better off today than they were 10 years ago. They are. I mean,
poor is always going to feel like they're struggling.
Yes.
Because they would not absolutely be able to have what the rich have.
Absolutely. And I'm talking about averages, right? I'm talking about averages. Just from a straight technological standpoint, we are in a better place than we are than we were 10 years ago. And that's from the food that is available to us, the resources that are available to us. All of those things are better today than they were 10 years ago. So every 10 years, we are moving forward. Technology, your computers, everything is better than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, because that's about when I buy a new Mac. So everything gets better for me every 10 years.
Shit again.
We just had this conversation.
You can't talk about shit right before the podcast with him. I'm noticing that.
He gets stuck in his head.
Right before the podcast, would be fucking silent. Every time. Just wait for the dude.
And then he'll talk about how silent it was. I mean, you can't.
So we're just saying there's no escape in this.
No, it's not.
There is an escape. And I'll tell you what that escape was. When he told me that what we were going to talk about today, I had no clue what he was talking about.
All right.
That's how you escape it. That's the only way you can escape it.
Just act stupid.
Is to not pay attention to any of that shit that's going on.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's literally it. When it comes time, and we advocate voting in here, and you need to vote, everybody listening to this. But when that time comes, you need to look that shit up yourself. You don't need to watch the media and see what they're going to tell you.
Right. But you know, before we move on from that, you know how he gets me? I respond to chaos. Like random,
like everybody else.
Everybody responds
random shit
to chaos.
Catches me. Yeah. Like if he just kept saying stupid, like crazy shit, I probably start ignoring him. But he only comes out with it like at certain points. You know, like, what the fuck did he say?
You must be glad I'm here because I can get you right back on course.
Time.
You know.
Yep.
We'll just diverge from the bullshit.
Oh yeah, fun fact. I'm actually going
to. Ho! I want you to tell me that fun fact first. I need a commercial break.
Cutting you off like that.
Buy that shit.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook, at DistractNet. On Twitter, at Distract_net. On our website, www.distractionnetwork.com. Or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
And we are back. What you was about to say, Ted?
This year, and this is more like one of those, committed relationship things.
You in a committed relationship now?
Fuck no.
I am with my left hand. I'm married, so I am with my wife, and I'm also in one with my left hand.
So you married to your wife, but you have an affair with your left hand?
Sometimes, yes.
That's some left hand shit.
Especially, like, on her special time.
You had something to say, Tess?
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
What I'm saying is, I'm going to register and vote this year because I just don't want to hear y'all shit.
Wait.
You never voted?
I voted like twice and been disappointed both times, so I just stopped for a while.
What do you mean you're going to register?
Do you ever lose your registration?
No.
Every time you move, you have to re-register.
Yeah, right. But you still don't lose your registration. You could still go back to your old station and vote.
Right.
I think I registered down here, but I voted in college. I just voted like absentee, I guess.
Okay.
So I'm still registered down here.
Good.
I'm good. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to vote for the first time in a while.
Cool. We was talking about that, and somewhere I asked, so wait a minute, who you vote for before we have this conversation a little bit longer?
And I
always say, like, once they tell me, I'm like, oh, that's cool. They was like, I thought you was going to be mad. Nope. I just want to know if you voted or not.
I'm waiting for the field to whittle down some. Because I responded.
I already told you who got my vote until she ain't there no more.
I respond to chaos.
Harris?
Mm-hmm.
I respond to chaos until...
Light skin, slim.
Hey, you just like... that's talking. What you call it right
now. Keep talking. Keep going.
But you're right.
This damn conversation here.
I know this dude over here, so you keep going.
And I shouldn't complain because, you know, quote-unquote God gave me these ears, and I shouldn't complain about the glory he's given me, I guess. But God damn you, Holiday.
step back from the mic now, so I'm gonna let you talk.
This motherfucker here. Anyway, though, I respond to chaos, like I said, but not where there shouldn't be chaos, and there's too much chaos on the Democratic side, and which is weird given who's on the other side. Like, you got, like, these candidates go from such extremes. Like, you got Communist Yoda, Bernie Sanders, versus that magic lady, the one that actually talks about reparations. I can't remember her name, though.
The Latina lady?
I don't think she's Latina. I want to see she's, like, Italian or some shit like that. But
that's the one my wife likes.
Yeah, she was talking about, like, how we got to do something with love and all that shit, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you bullshit me, ain't
he? Nah, I'm not.
I can't remember her name, though. Cory Booker's about to drop out, finally. Like, Cory Booker, you never had a, I don't know why you tried Cory.
So, Cory Booker is actually, like, for what he's standing for, which is gun violence and all that stuff.
Like, we don't all, like, not every, like, everybody on the Democratic side doesn't stand for that.
Yeah, but he's strong for what he stands for, and if he has that one niche that I definitely would trust him in, but I think he should be like one of the secretaries in the cabinet.
Mm. That makes sense. Who else
voted in?
What year is this?
19.
When's the election?
2020.
2020. Yeah. Next year is gonna be
right.
The year.
Right.
Like I said, I'm gonna. You know what? It's like the NBA. It's like the NBA for me.
Y'all didn't catch my sarcasm. Who gives a shit? We a whole year to go.
Yeah, we do, but
because this is a thing for me now. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been so disenfranchised the last few years.
So much stuff is gonna change.
But it's just like Christmas is December 25th when we started Christmas shopping 3 weeks ago.
By the time they do the first set of elections, it's already gonna be a whittled down crew from there as well.
Yeah.
So you're gonna waste your time researching a bunch of people that aren't even gonna be around.
Exactly.
I don't even have to research. And then when
that's my point.
When the general election happens, there's gonna be two of them, and then.
I don't have to research Kamala, though. I already know that's who I'm voting for.
And that's my exact point. I don't. That's why I don't watch the NBA until, the conference finals, and why I don't watch college basketball until the Final Four. I don't give a fuck about George Mason.
That's why I don't watch the Super Bowl till the day after and just the commercial part.
You know, Wichita State can kiss my ass.
Protest.
All right?
Well, that's not getting crazy. Don't get crazy about Wichita State and Greg Marshall.
Did you hear the podcast that came out today? I will watch. All I need to know.
Don't be over there.
All I need to know is what North Carolina is, and then that's it.
He's a fanboy over here. Okay.
Did you say Wichita State?
Yeah.
Did you say Fort Wichita State?
I said they can kiss my ass. I don't give a
damn.
Fuck about that.
Yeah, don't mess with Greg over there, man.
I feel like I'm in a conversation that I feel like y'all know something I don't here right now.
No, he doesn't know. Greg Marshall, man, the head coach over there. Don't fuck with Greg, man.
Who's Greg Marshall? Why do I feel like y'all actually know this dude?
He doesn't know him. I know him, though.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, Greg's cool, but no, fuck the school, though. I mean, I don't give a fuck about the school. That's what I'm saying. My point is, I don't need to know about these schools that ain't going to win it. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't need to know about who's the sorry-ass basketball team to be in the playoffs all the time.
So you just always want to know about Clemson?
No, what I'm saying is
Carolina Panthers and whatever team LeBron is on.
Okay. You brought up LeBron, Case. Good point. And shout out to Greg, man. Greg, you cool. You know how people always, when they make the argument against Michael Jordan, it was like, well, he lost in the first round X amount of times.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck. He lost in the first round. He wasn't going to win it anyway. My question is, what happens to the people who are supposed to be up there competing, and did they compete when it was time? Like, you losing
the every time you step on that basketball court, it's time, though.
What I'm saying is, if you lose in the first round, I'm pretty sure that you weren't going to beat the guys in the second round, and you weren't going to beat the guys in the third round you're probably going
to
play.
Which is one of the reasons why they say going to the finals nine years in a row was something very special. No one's done it except for that whole Boston team.
All I'm saying, give me the heavy hitters. That's what I want to see, the heavy hitters, all right? I don't care about, like in boxing, I don't want to see Mike Tyson fight the 20th ranked guy. I want to see him fight the number one ranked guy. I wanted to see him fight the guy that might beat him. I don't give a fuck about all these people in the Democratic primaries now, because, like I said, Cory Booker, you probably weren't going to get that election anyway.
I thought that was Tez passing gas.
I did have a lot of Popeyes earlier.
All right. Oh, you went to Popeyes? They got that sandwich back?
No.
All right, so we're done talking about Trump for the day. D, tell them where they cannot find you.
Any social media sites? But you can hit me up on email.
at d@distractionnetwork.com. Prince, what about you?
You know what? You know what? Prince has made a fine point today.
At d@distractionnetwork.com. And you can find me.
No, seriously, though, you can find me at Manson Moose of the Seventh on Twitter, Facebook. You can find me at Printez, but I'm probably not going to accept your friend request.
Spell Mansa Musa.
MANSAMUSA, the seventh.
You can find me, Holiday4000, on Twitter. That's Holiday, HOLIDAE. Holiday.x on Instagram. You can follow everything that we do on www.distractionnetwork.com. There you will find the article that D wrote this week. And you can find all the podcasts. What else we got on there? Oh, the store's not open yet, but the store will be open next week.
I'm going to go ahead and blow, I'm going to go ahead and blow the whistle and say those are some dope ass apparel that you should go ahead and out there and buy it right now.
Yeah. He didn't have to buy his, so but everybody else got to buy y'all. So go ahead and go get it. Yeah. So as I always say, take care. Be safe. Holla! I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.